Welcome one and welcome all. Gather round, sit down, and hear of the baby born in a manger stall who conquered death, sin, and fear. It's a story ancient old, but some still fail to know it. So I bring it bold this morning afresh as a preacher poet. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would help me this morning to deliver a message of hope. God, Jesus Christ is the hope of the nations. And as we come into this Christmas season, this Sunday before Christmas, Father, I pray that the Christmas story would be fresh in their mind, that as they hear it, that they would be again renewed in their understanding and marvel at the gift of Jesus Christ. We've heard the Christmas story time and time again. It's one of the most common stories in the Christian mind. And so, Father, this morning I'm going to try to bring it a different way. I'm going to try to do it through this poem, God, that you have given me. And I pray, Father, that it would be a blessing to this congregation and cause them to celebrate Christ this Christmas. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The beginning of that babe was not the beginning. The story actually began long, long before, when our first father Adam in the garden introduced sinning, and God in mercy pushed them out and closed the door. But in grace before that, he promised a child, meek in mind, yet determined to crush the old serpent's head flat and eradicate sin of each and every kind. You see, from Adam would multiply a fallen race of humanity such that each would be born condemned for eternity for what Adam did as our representing entity and for piling on our own sin seemingly into infinity. Adam's curse was quite clear. The ground he worked would yield thistle and thorn, toiling until his death. Eve within a year would have pain as babies are born. And sin in this world began to grow. With pain, Eve had one son, then two. And as they grew, one brother killed the other bro. All of this was only the start of man's coup. Population increased, but so did wickedness, until God finally had his fill. His plan of judgment was quite precipitous. Every man would wish he had a gill. But even here, one man found favor with God. Noah and his family and two animals of each kind were to enter the ark safe from the flooding sod, as 40 days of water God did unbind. Oh, but what of the promised one, the one promised to kill Satan and sin? He was still coming and would be the son who is obedient again and again. He'll be the brother who will never pierce your skin. He'll be the one, the boat that will protect you within. The story of the coming babe in the manger continued on. God called a man from the city of Ur named Abram for a while, but Abraham from then on. A great covenant upon him did God confer. A great nation of you I will make indeed, and a great name and land will be yours. Through a great one coming who is your seed, I will bless the world with the cure of cures. This covenant was passed from father to son. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat twins. First Esau, then Jacob, who wrestled terribly within their mother's oven. And it was prophesied the older would serve the younger of kin. Therefore it was to Jacob whom the covenant passed. The Lord renamed him Israel, and he had 12 sons. My goodness, that nation grew fast. These 12 sons became 12 tribes with people in the tons. But a drought pushed them into the foreign land of Egypt, where Israel's son Joseph had become rather grand. However, Before long, Joseph was a forgotten hand, and Israel became slaves to Pharaoh's command. But God raised up a deliverer there among the Nile and called Moses into service through a burning bush. Pharaoh's resolve would be broken in just a while, and after the 10 plagues, he sent them out with a rush. And so, out of Egypt, God's people went heading east with miracles along the way, like the sea parting, heaven raining down a feast, and many more than here I can say. And as they traveled, God spoke to and through Moses and delivered 10 commandments in stone. But at them soon, Israel would wrinkle their noses and long to sit under Pharaoh's throne. Nevertheless, Israel, God faithfully led, marching eastward toward the promised land. Near the end of the journey, it was announced, Moses is dead. And a successor named Joshua led them across Jordan sand. But what of the babe? Where is he? Where is he? Slowly but surely God's plan came to be. So be patient, my friend, and soon you'll see the birth of the one sent to set you free. As time passed, the people began to cry for a king in the likeness of the pagan nations round. And since God was their king, it was no small thing to have a fallen mortal crowned. So God gave them what they wanted in a man named Saul from the tribe of Benjamin, tall, handsome, and strong. God did this to Israel as a lesson. See, Saul's love for God was small. And as a few years passed, it was clear Saul was all wrong. But God had in mind a king who'd love him with all of his heart. You see, God doesn't see man the way man sees man. We look at the outside while he looks within from the start. And so Saul's replacement was found in Judah's clan. The boy's name was David, a shepherd of the field, full of faith, love, integrity, and reliance upon the Lord. To the leadership of God, David was quick to yield, and upon him a great portion of the Spirit was poured. King David was a valiant warrior, and God he did love. So much he wanted to build a house for the Lord above. But God said, "My son, a house is not what I'm in need of. Instead, I'll build you a house, my strong beloved." So God cut a covenant with David that day to forever have one of his sons sit on Israel's throne. The house and kingdom of David would never sway, and the sons of David God would never disown. But as David went the way of man to the grave, things degraded terribly by the next generation. First King Solomon's foreign wives led him to idol crave. Then King Rehoboam split up the nation. Now there were two kingdoms, one south, one north. And as you know, a house divided will not stand. Add to this that wicked kings were continually put forth. Israel and Judah were indeed a troubled land. Those under the king were not much better. They loved false gods like Asherah and Baal. And so God, like a father who disciplines with leather, within a few hundred years ordained the kingdoms to fall. In their hearts, the people longed for a David-like king. one who would not depart from God. To God he would cling. The Messiah, as he was called, would certainly bring peace, prosperity, protection like a mother hen's wing. God's prophets foretold of this coming prince. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Micah, Malachi told of the coming anointed one, and since they spoke directly from God, you know it wasn't a lie. He'll be born of a virgin in Bethlehem, they told, and sit on the throne of David, his dad. The government will be upon his shoulders, rolled with wisdom, righteousness, and justice he'll be clad. His name will be Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. His peace and government will always increase, and he'll hold in his hand an iron rod. For God, his Father, he'll be perfectly zealous, never turning to the left or to the right. He'll bring good news to all the ladies and fellas. Death and darkness he'll divinely put to flight. The people had waited all these years, had longed, groaned, moaned, and cried many tears, had faced tragedy, tribulation, and stinging jeers. But he's here! Finally here! Get ready for the cheers! In about the year 4 or 5 B.C., the angel of the Lord visited the Virgin Mary. Favored of God, you will soon be with child. He'll be the true Son of God, so meek and mild. She said, "But I'm a virgin. How can this be?" He said, "The power of the Most High will overshadow thee. Call his name Jesus, for he'll save you from all your sin. He'll be the King of kings that ever have been." God is giving him the throne of his father David. You'll bring forth an amazingly marvelous kid. You see, with God, nothing is impossible. Needless to say, Mary's heart was full. 9 months later, Mary and her new husband Joseph traveled down to Bethlehem with lots of love. They had to go down because of Caesar's decree. How many people in his empire he wanted to see. The journey from Nazareth was rather rough, but nevertheless Mary was tough. And as they traveled, be sure that anxiety traveled too. Because at that moment, at any moment, her baby was due. As they came into town, they wanted to see if there was an inn with any vacancy. But Bethlehem was packed, and the inn was full. The only vacancy was out back in a stable. They gladly took it, because they weren't conceited. And while they were there, Mary's days were completed. She brought forth a baby, wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Whether or not it was silent, I mean, only God knows. And God sent forth his angelic choir to go and proclaim to shepherds nearby, singing of Jesus' fame. They sang, "Glory to God in the highest." Then, "Peace on earth, goodwill to men." They said, "You'll find a baby laid in a manger, and to your hearts he'll be a glorious stranger." And straight away they went to see of what they had heard. Because of the great news, their hearts had been stirred. And Magi came from the east. How many were not told? But they brought 3 gifts: frankincense, myrrh, and gold. They Follow the bright star which God gave as a sign. Man, it was the brightest that you've ever seen shine. Friends, this is the babe, the long-awaited one, the Savior, the King, God's only begotten Son. He came to save us from our sin and rebellion and to keep us from becoming an eternal hellion. The promise is this to all who will receive. Turn from your sin and on Jesus believe. To those that do, heaven's gates open wide. And you'll spend eternity at the Father's side. This Christmas, rejoice with me as we celebrate the birth of God's special baby who grew up to crush the serpent's head by dying on the cross and rising from the dead. This Christmas, won't you accept the good news that God, His promise, He's kept. He has blessed the world through Adam's seed. Jesus Christ is He, the Messiah indeed.